I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's marking the third anniversary of the COVID-19 pandemic with a commemorative gathering and public art installation called The Burn. The event will be held at Nathan Phillips Square on March 11th. The Burn was created by multi-talented award-winning artist Roger Mooking in collaboration with artist and designer Javid Jha and WinDot elder Catherine Tamiro.
We are touring the Burn vessels right now around the city. Three of these vessels will be moving locations weekly, coming to people in the city where they are. We're thinking about how art can be a catalyst for healing and getting over COVID. And the fact that these vessels can travel around and people can engage with it all over the city. I mean, there's literally thousands of these cedar balls being collected. At the end of this, we're collecting all of these balls at the culmination of this tour, and then we're doing a big installation at Nathan Phillips Square in a ritualistic burn.
The main event will be beautiful. There will be masses of people there from all over the city, from all spiritual practices, from all kinds of life ways, and I do hope that people take the opportunity to come down and join us.
The events of the day will begin at sunset and include an Indigenous welcome, ancestral acknowledgement, and formal remarks, a moment of silence to acknowledge friends and loved ones lost, a special appearance by songwriter Julie Black, and a water-themed integration zone in the City Hall Rotunda. Participants will be provided with cedar spheres and interact with three fire pits that are dedicated to letting go, transformation, and new beginnings, according to a city press release. There will also be a micro-exhibit called Transforming Grief, Loss and Togetherness in COVID-19. It runs from March 11th to March 24th on 100 Queen Street West. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.